has the power over the marriage bond. Jesus said the innocent party has the power over the marriage bond. Somebody said, but couldn't the fornicator just leave and break the marriage? Oh, yeah, anybody can break a marriage. If I go out there and get my green truck, I'll have to drop Steve off. Now, Steve, catch a ride, maybe somebody else. I get my truck and I skin out of here. Dave, I didn't drive the vet today, but hate to let you down. Maybe invalidate your illustration. Hopefully not, but you know, if I had that vet, I could go a little faster. Especially if I'm going to leave my wife anyway and I don't care about the civil law. So I'm going a little faster and I'm going to skin out of here in a hurry. And I never see my wife again. Never talk to her again. I have broken my marriage. I have broken. I have deserted. I have left. I have loosed. I have broken my marriage. Guess what remains intact? Marriage bond. I did absolutely nothing to affect that marriage bond. And guess what? If I go out and commit fornication, I've done something that might be used to affect the marriage bond, but I have still, by that action, not affected the marriage bond. You know, it's still intact. That's why Jesus gives the option for the innocent party to put the guilty away or not.